President Biden has joined a barrage of new calls for New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here.
The president did an exchange with CNN's Caitlin Collins during an event in which he also talked COVID vaccines.
If you're unvaccinated, you're much more likely to, one, get COVID-19, two, get hospitalized, and three, die if you get it. This is a tragedy. People are dying and will die who don't have to die.
And the president talked about extending an eviction moratorium for many Americans one day after the White House indicated it was essentially powerless to keep people in their homes. The CDC has now issued a new eviction moratorium through October 3rd, saying state and local housing aid has been slow. Joining us live on Skype tonight, Politico White House correspondent and associate editor Anita Kumar. Welcome, Anita. What was the biggest news to come out of the president's COVID event that actually moved in some other directions earlier?
Well, I guess the thing that everybody sort of wanted to know was sort of this news of the day about the governor of New York. So I would say that was the biggest news. We were waiting to see what his reaction would be. Earlier in the day, he had not indicated what he thought. And, you know, President Biden, as you indicated, has said now that he believes the governor should resign. And that was big, even though we've seen a lot of members of Congress and legislators in Albany also call for that.
It seems that the Cuomo situation could be particularly problematic for President Biden, really a lot of powerful Democrats, only because Cuomo even was showing pictures of himself today in an embrace with Joe Biden, with Bill Clinton, with other people saying, this is the way I interact with people. I suppose it was one effort by Cuomo to defend himself today.
Yeah, that's right. And President Biden was asked about that, but he sort of sidestepped that. You know, he basically said he called on him to resign. You saw that follow up, whether he should be impeached. It does look like that the legislature is moving in that direction. But it'll be interesting to see what happens going forward. Governor Cuomo has both tried to be close to former President Donald Trump during this COVID situation and then President Biden. So he's had a good relationship. He's been at the White House. He's talked to President Biden, and President Biden has waited for this very long 5-month investigation to be over before he said anything.
What political peril does President Biden face if COVID isn't brought under control? And we certainly can't say right now that it is under control.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it is a worry for them. It is a worry for Democrats. Things were looking much better, obviously, a few months ago. As we know, the president had this July 4th sort of partial reopening of the country, and things were looking up. The Delta variant has really complicated things, and they're sort of the administration is struggling with what to do. I've been talking to some medical experts, public health officials who feel like the White House, or rather the administration, has been slow to respond as they're trying to decide what to do. We saw recently that they announced these new guidelines on masks. The president has been out there a number of times, including today, talking about how people need to go get vaccinated. So we're back to that issue. But the problem is that local and state officials can say other things. And so there's this patchwork of what needs to be done. And people are hearing different things from different officials.
What finally have you been able to learn from your sources, if anything, about how the president managed to extend the eviction moratorium? You know, the reports were that all the finest legal minds could not find a way to do it just yesterday. And even today, he intimated, I'm not sure this is fully constitutional, but I've got to do something for my constituents.
Yeah, it was a very interesting turn of events today. You know, basically what we've heard is that he consulted a lot of different constitutional experts. You're right. He even indicated that he talked to them and that many of them said this won't pass muster. Some of them told him, hey, it might. So what they've decided to do is go ahead with this, as you've indicated, for 2 months, and they figure it might take a while. They will face some opposition. They will face some legal challenges, but that in the meantime, they can go ahead and get this going. It's an interesting situation, but I can tell you what has happened is he's faced enormous pressure from members of his own party, including the House Speaker, who said, look, you've waited until the last minute to ask Congress to act. The House, as you know, is on recess, that they can't possibly do it. They said he's got to do something. And so they've decided to basically take a risk on something and then see what happens.
Great to have you here, especially so late in the evening. We know it's been a long day for you. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
That's Anita Kumar live on WTOP. She is the White House correspondent at Politico.